set of, oh my God, Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS. Ooh, a pair from Aerosmith. Because it's Tuesday. It's Ugg Day. It's Tuesday, Blues Day, Flood Inside Your Shoes Day. Remember, you're listening for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think you know that. Have you heard? We're giving away a trip to Vegas to see them at Allegiant Stadium. Qualifying view many, many hours of the day. This hour and next hour, if you hear Chili Peppers on your radio, when you hear them, you can call her 13-818-955-KLOS. I'll hook you up with a vinyl copy of Unlimited Love and throw you in the hopper for the big grand prize. That'll be coming soon. It is Stu in for Kevin and Slugger today. They are both out with I don't know what, but so we're just flinging some random worst ofs at you, and there is no shortage of that.
For Tuesday, two from Aerosmith, last one there from 1985's Done With Mirrors, Sheila. So I was talking with him one time. We were doing a radio interview, and I mentioned that and how much I liked
Steven
that
Tyler.
Album. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was when Joe Perry came back to the band and Brad Whitford in 85, and I was like, that was just such a great album, and Sheila in particular. And he's like, you like that song? Nobody knows that song. I love that you love that. I worked really hard on that song, man. That's really cool.
I wonder how many bands have that.
Yeah.
Where some of their favorite songs are never hits.
Did not do anything. Yeah. But they're just, they love it. It hits home. I don't know. Let's find out.
Strange.
So,
the Beatles. Let's talk about Paul McCartney.
Stu's in the studio for this one.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Howdy, sir.
By the way, that is a great album, by the way.
Yeah, such a good Done With Mirrors.
It is a great Done With Mirrors. Go get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And get Beatles. I mean, get right, get listen. Paul McCartney, too.
I was recording a commercial with Stu, and he pointed out temporary secretary. From Paul McCartney.
I don't even know that song.
I don't either. Yeah.
You said that's from 1980?
It's from 1980, yeah. The single didn't really go huge, but, you know, a lot of stations gave it a bunch of spins for a while.
So this is before he teamed up with Michael Jackson, right?
I think so, yeah, a couple years before.
Doggone Girl Is Mine.
Here, my thing about Paul McCartney is he set the bar way high.
Right, with the Beatles.
Right, with the Beatles.
Yeah.
And all the songs that he wrote, Let It Be and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So compared to that high level that he set, it would be like Michael Jordan scoring 3 points. For other players, maybe 3 points is an average game, not for Michael Jordan.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people are big superstars, and then they kind of go somewhere else and do something smaller, and, you know, we got to let that Kevin kind of go.
Paul McCartney got busted, because Paul McCartney smoked, or maybe still does, a ton of weed.
I would guess
so. Right? And, I mean, you know, eventually you're going to come up with some, you're going to experiment, and you're going to say, hey, you know what?
You're gonna come.
Ooh,
this is good.
That temporary secretary is a perfect song. Listen to this song.
It's a good song. We're gonna play the whole thing.
Written
no
and sung by Paul McCartney.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a great song. Yeah, it's already great.
Oh boy, this is one to be Kraftwerk is what this
right?
is. It's very.
Stephen Hawks, can you find for me someone strong and sweet fitting on my knee? She can keep her job if she gets it wrong. But Mr.
It's pocket calculator.
I need her. All I need is help for a little while.
We understand. We understand what temporary secretary is. I just need a little help for a while.
It's good time.
Come on.
This is good. This is, you know.
Why aren't any temp agencies using this?
Work on it.
Should be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I ran a temp agency, this would be the song.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, right?
It's awesome.
Well.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome.
I don't
yes.
hate
it's
awesome. It.
By Paul McCartney standards?
Look. Jeez. You
know, he did a song called Too Many People. And I believe this song is about John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, get to that second one. And then Too Many People is what this is.
Oh, I need to hear it.
Hate it.
Reaching for a piece of cake?
Well, it's like a watered down Beatles B-side.
It's
I
say it's no worse than Temporary Secretary. Or no better than.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it's definitely better than The Doggone Girl Is Mine or whatever
I could skip that one.
Do you remember Spies Like Us? He did the theme song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. You're all going to agree on this.
Okay.
There ain't nobody to spy like us. Hey, what do you say to meet someone?
Wow. forgot about this song.
I mean, come on.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that one.
We actually played this on the radio and when it was new.
He doesn't sound like he was stoned when he wrote that,
no,
though.
No, I agree.
And Temporary, that's, I think, the difference, the drugs.
It's still better than that other one.
It could be.
There was one other that he did, besides the one with Michael Jackson, that I can't stand.
Ebony and Ivory?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's
somebody's that. Knocking on the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody's
let
knocking
him
on the
in.
Door.
Let him
somebody's
in. That's a great song.
That is a good song.
Somebody's ringing on the bell. Let him in.
Do me a favor. Open the door.
Mullikintyre.
His ex-wife had a lot to do with being vegetarian.
Right.
Sure.
And he wrote a song called Meat Free Monday.
Just Monday, though.
Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world. Meat Free Monday. It's a fun day.
I didn't hate that.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Come on.
I mean, I'm okay.
You gotta be honest.
It's about it.
Way ahead of Morrissey, Meat is Murder, so that's kind of...
Sure. Listen, I'm with you guys on the great songs that he made.
Right.
But,
yeah. Well,
let's admit, when crap is crap. Right?
Wow, slinging. I mean, this is a very subjective thing, man.
It's not necessarily a popular standpoint.
Right. But so that's why you want to take it, because it's not very popular.
Yeah.
This is a troll.
You get a... It's a troll.
Down with Paul McCartney. Boom.
Black, boom. Empty soul from the troll. Hi, KLOS.
Caller 13.
Yes, that is you. Who you be?
Calling this sorry. I'm Jed.
I can handle the cussing. What I can't handle is if there is ingratitude here.
I really appreciate it, man. This is awesome.
Good. I hope you have a record player, because you've got a red vinyl copy of the Unlimited Love album, which is a dandy. And you're going into the hat for those two tickets to see him at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The show is April 1st. You're going to stay at Sahara Las Vegas if you win and get a $100 gas card. And you can still get tickets at Ticketmaster.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I'm one of the only guys that still has boxes and boxes of LPs, and I play them all the time.
I love that. So the right guy won.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great addition to the collection. I love it.
Super. I love hearing that. Well, hey, listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Heidi and Frank, you'll find out super fast if you won.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with a new CDC guidelines we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp, right there, where, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale?
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is...
Oh, yeah, she... Yes.
She spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He awesome. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people who have music tattoos, because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now, because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think, music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if, like, you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin
Either
of
way.
Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies.
I know.
That's my favorite band
on
the planet.
Right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
It's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names, faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Oh, very
like
cool.
The sweet.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah, that's very
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music tattoo.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second money, of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink,
yeah,
and a cigarette.
Yes. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love nice. It.
That's I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody
man.
Knows on, in even Southern California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
I don't drink martinis, and I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Yeah. Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
All right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. I don't mean like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick.
Yep.
About not about the tattoo, but I won $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
oh, that's cool.
A little nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty
that's
awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four people
yeah.
Have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like,
sure.
Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is it?
Your first album. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill, kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry, how do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That is seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name? Jim Boy.
I got three. Chrome, Jack.
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
Jimmy Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
That is the greatest thing I've ever done. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. It is time for 5 at 5. And the theme today was handed to me. I don't know who came up with it. It was like rotten tomatoes or rotten watermelon or left shoe stains or something. I said, no, I'm taking executive control of this one because today is for all us nerds and even for all the rest of you is Pi Day, right? It's 314. Just ask a nerd. So any song that has to do with pie or any song in which the spelling of the title of the song contains the letters P-I-E in that order. You'll come up with it. I'm going to start with a real obvious one. It's Humble Pie on 95.5 KLOS. It's a Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. We're doing 5 at 5. 5, 4, 5? Anyway.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, Custard Pie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Philip from San Pedro.
I know you were singing along with that. It's 95.5 KLOS, Don McLean, The Elephant in the Room, American Pie, by multiple requests. And if you're doing a set of songs about Pie Day, there is no way you cannot play that. So there you go. We'll have a lot of fun. It is Stu. Half of me is in for Kevin. The other half is in for Sluggo. It is also 2 for Tuesday. And I have a pair of fantastic Foo Fighters songs that I don't play all the time. Standing by. Don't you move.
Test, test. 1, 2, 3. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, right? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the fuck? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. I have a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here, you know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Shit, man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
I died
and walked by. He said, why am I talking if I died?
He said, I mean, I'm dead already, so what the hell?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Time for...
Yeah.
I need dollar, that's what
I do, man. I didn't win earlier. What? I don't even remember the game we played
The game
earlier.
We played earlier was the 10 worst things about Valentine's Day.
Oh, right.
And you got one right.
Yes.
Which was shocking.
Which is insane.
Because you do hate Valentine's Day.
I need me a dollar, man. Let's play this. Frank, so what's the subject?
Heidi and Frank have been talking about top 10 movies with the most swear words.
What the F?
Movies with the most swear words. So I thought this would be a good idea for you to guess. Now, this is difficult.
Hardly register for me anymore. I realize that, like, I would, you know, maybe say, oh, that's fine for your kids. That's fine. Watch the movie. And my wife would be like, no, it isn't.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. It just seems fine to me.
So I think you're going to get, I think 6 guesses to get 3 right.
Six for three.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Six guesses to get three right. The top 10 movies with the most swear words.
Well, I mean, there's no way Friday, which is one of my all-time favorite movies, isn't in there. Come on. Come on. Who counted these? Where is this from?
I don't remember where this is from.
Friday's got so much. I love that movie. That is one of my favorite movies.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it up right now.
Remember, that was in the Weed.
Friday is not.
Weed movies.
Is not one of them. Mm. So that's one guess.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Let me see about Deadpool. Mm. Okay.
Damn it.
Two.
Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Shut up, Donnie.
Let me see.
Except I think I left a word out of it. Oh, for crying out loud. Unbelievable.
My dad used to always say, for crying out loud.
Really? I'm
all
channeling
right.
him.
So you get six guesses. So you've had three. They're all wrong. And you need to get... So you need three out of three now.
Oh, there's no way. I give up. Scarface.
Scarface would have been my first guess.
Yeah.
And
really?
It's wrong. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
very
man.
Surprised by that.
All right, I'm screwed. I just want to hear now. What are they?
Top 10 movies with the most swear words. Number 10, Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Get out of here.
In 1986.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Had 414 swear words. Reservoir Dogs was number 9.
Right, of course.
That came out in 1992. It had 418 swear words.
Wow.
Nil by Mouth.
What?
I don't know that one.
Nil by Mouth.
It was a movie in 1997, had 432. number 7 is Summer of Sam.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the, that's a fun movie.
Had 467 swear words.
Okay.
Number 6 was Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, of course.
2000.
I never saw that.
2015 had 468.
Wow.
Number 5 is Fury.
Okay. All right. I haven't seen that either.
2014, it had 489.
489. Well, that does make Friday look really G-rated.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Ah.
2001,
oh
that had 509 swear words.
I got to tell you, the first movie, when they're listing off the adult movies, is one of the funniest lists ever.
Agreed.
I hurt myself laughing.
Agreed.
At that. Damn.
Number 3 is Casino.
Okay. All right.
From 1995. Now we've broken the 600 word.
Wow.
606 curse words. Number 2.
Dang.
From 2019, Uncut Gems.
I don't know what that is.
That
Uncut
is,
Gems.
What's the guy's name? That does, oh man.
Everybody's yelling it right now.
I know they are.
Yell louder. We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. I don't know. But you have heard of it.
Yeah.
You know about
it. I guess. Okay.
And number 1.
Yeah, number 1.
From 2013.
Uh-huh.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
What?
The only movie that has over 700 curse words in it. Has 715.
Well, golly!
And that's the top 10 movies with the most swear words.
Yay! Those are lovely. That's nice. Grandma approves.
We started this hour talking about the world's fastest clapper, who was impressive, and yet we didn't care.
It was really cool, and yet extremely boring.
Yes. So what is your most impressive skill?
An impressive talent nobody cares about.
Yes.
I can make this weird popping noise with my tongue.
I can do a really good goat imitation.
I wiggle my jaw back and forth, and I can even play a tune sounding like a banjo.
I'm sorry, Gene Simmons of Kiss. What did you just say?
I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. Paul Stanley calls me up and he's like, "Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID." And I said, "Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy hairy body, and we'll go out and we'll play a show." But no.
So is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness, yeah.
That's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.
It's KLOS 95.5, Van Halen off with the first one in the Atomic Punk. It is Stu in for Kevin and Sluggo. Yep, that's happening. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with either of them, and that's cool. I'm the official station mushroom, so I'm fine with that. Fine with that. We still have another Red Hot Chili Peppers package for you. It'll be coming up in the next hour. We'll get you qualified for the trip and hook you up with some vinyl and lots of rock and roll in between now and then. Fleetwood Mac, pair from Def Leppard, standing by. It's 95.5 KLOS, and Pretenders off of the first one. James Hunnam and Scott are ripping on Tattooed Love Boys. It is Stu with you this afternoon. Thanks for hanging out, shepherding you through the worst of Kevin and Sluggo as I step in for those guys this afternoon. And the topic this hour with them is rock and roll tattoos. We will visit more of that conversation in the ensuing phone calls in good enough time. The other thing that's happening is this Red Hot Chili Peppers business. Have you heard? We are sending somebody to, well, every single day we're sending somebody to Vegas. Here's the deets. It's 95.5 KLOS. You got Stu on your radio in for... I'd say the vacationing Kevin and Sluggo, but I honestly have no idea. I doubt that's it. They're probably bailing water wherever they are. Anyway, so one of the things, well, the main thing that I do here when I'm not a DJ on the air is I'm in production making silly noises that go in between the songs you hear on this station or our silly contest promos. And the other thing I do a lot is I got to record commercials. I record them in my own voice, or I'll, like, you know, record the other DJs that work here. I'll record them for the commercials that we do. And let me just say, like, nobody gets it always in one magical take on the first pass. You know, it happens, but it doesn't usually happen. But there is one disc jockey that works here who really seems to struggle more than almost anybody else, and it is always entertaining. This Day in Rock, 1933, born in Chicago, Illinois. Happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Quincy Jones. This Day in Rock, 1982, Metallica makes their live debut when they appeared at Radio City in Anaheim, California, corner Knott Avenue and Ball Road. Where were you?